Make sure my levels are at around 8.
CKUT 90.3 FM.
Blah, blah, blah.
It's kind of a tongue twister.
Am I popping my peas?
CKUT 90.3 FM.
Well, start again.
Oh, should I do that? Okay.
I need a script.
CKUT 90.3 FM.
So, you want me to go through it again and actually say that?
This sounds so repetitive.
See, now I can't do it. Once more, okay.
CKUT 90.3 FM.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Wait, do you want me to say hello?
I'll have to do another one.
Yeah, maybe one last one.
Radio CKUT 90.3 FM.
Are you recording? You are? Oh. Can you press stop?
Still looking for a holiday gift or two for the special people in your life? CKUT has new merch, including hoodies and t-shirts, that showcase classic designs dug up from our art attic. Head to ckut.ca to discover our new merch store and find out more about sizing and shipping. Happy holidays from all of us at CKUT.
Welcome to the next edition in the Hushland Free Range Show on Low Signal CKUT 90.3 FM. Just rolling into the 10 o'clock hour. Got an exciting, chilled out show for you tonight. We have a special guest in studio, a good friend of ours, Mark Levesque. And Mark is going to be playing us an ambiance set, which he is syncing up to the International Space Station live feed. So I'm going to give you the address for that a few times tonight, just in case you want to kind of chill back and ease into his set and enjoy this experience, an experience that I'm going to let Mark actually share a little bit more about with you when we have a chance to chat with him. But for now, it's www.satflare.com/ISSHD. So yeah, it's just after the 10 o'clock hour. Mark Levesque in studio. We're going to have a quick chat with him and then let him get into an ambient set here in the studio. So stay with us. Thank you. Hey there again. It's about 10 after 10, and we are in the CKUT 90.3 FM studios, joined by my lovely Hushlam crew, always, which is Anatone, Alicia Hush, working the boards over there. And we've got a lovely show for you, for anyone just tuning in. It's the Hushlam Free Range Show on Low Signal, and tonight we have Mark Levesque in studios. Hello, Mark.
Hi.
Welcome.
Thank you.
Now, we're pretty excited because when we asked you to join our show this week, you said that you wanted to do something different, something new for you.
Yeah, I was pretty excited because the last few months I've been really inspired by a lot of ambient music out there. And since I've been graduating, I've been writing papers and having this music in the background and really put me in a really particular mood that I really enjoyed. And so I've thought of doing a set, an ambient set, for a while now. But when you invited me, I was like, oh, this is the perfect occasion.
Nice.
Yeah.
And now you've decided to sync that up with the International Space Station. Can you give us a little of, because it tickled my fancy, but I'll admit tonight was the first time I kind of took a look at the world from a different perspective via this site. So can you tell us what's going on there in your head in this conversation?
Well, yeah, because I was I always like space stuff. This is really my thing, like nerding out on different things about space and space travel and the views from the Earth on the International Space Station. I didn't know when I discovered it, I didn't know we had live feed HD cameras 24/7. You could look at the Earth from above, and I thought it was a really powerful thing. And I listened to that while listening. I watched that while listening to some ambient music, and I thought the two together was working perfectly. Like, cause the immensity of the world and of that kind of music made me feel really small and really like content. I don't know. It was a special feeling. So I would have liked to share it with everyone. I think it's really good images to put with.
And now, how does it work? So, I mean, you're coming in looking at this view. Is it pictures all the time? Like, I mean, for those people who may just be kind of trying this out for the first time.
Right.
Saw darkness.
Sorry?
I think I saw darkness when I
tried. Right. It's because the space station goes around the Earth for 90 minutes. So there's like a nighttime and daytime. So the nighttime, you can't see anything. But during the daytime, there's four cameras that are switching constantly. So you see a view from above, view from forward the space station and the back. And you can see all kinds of views, and it's really interesting. So yeah, I think now if you look at it right now, we can see the daytime, and then nighttime is going to come, and then later in my set, daytime is going to come again. So we could possibly see a sunset and a sunrise. And it's really pretty from above.
I'm incredibly excited, and I want to roll back into your maybe a conversation. I have the good fortune of chatting with you kind of on the way here. But you mentioned something really interesting in terms of building an ambient set, and that it's a new experience for you, and that it's a different experience as a DJ. Can you elaborate on that a little bit?
Right, because there's no beats really, so there's no beat matching, and like I was saying that the moods, I was trying to build a set, but it's really particular the way you build it, because you kind of have to beat match, not like match the moods of the music. And I was trying a few things, and sometimes it got too boring too quick, so I had to switch things up. So I built this set that's really like that moves from like calm to really powerful, and then back to really calm and then melodic. So really had to switch stuff around, but I'm pretty happy with the music that I found. Is really music that's really personal, very dear to me. So it's like I think it's pretty much the most personal set that I've done, really.
This is really exciting. I mean, you're really playing with a lot of ideas. And for any of our listeners who are kind of in that kind of mood to kind of chill back and sort of let things go, it sounds like you've got a lot going on that people can let go to this evening.
Yeah, of course. It's a really meditative set. So my advice is just put that the ISS views on. Just sit down, do everything to do to relax and be comfortable.
He's quoting here.
Yeah, no, but everything you need to do, and just like enjoy it. Put the music loud, and just if you sleep, it's fine. Listen to it tomorrow. But like, it's really made to put you in a really special, special place, special mood.
All right.
Yeah.
On that note, time, space, place, and you.
Yes.
I think we'll let you ease into this, the set, get you set up.
Okay, perfect.
And maybe we'll have a chance to loop back around again. But thank you very much for being here, Mark.
No, thank you for inviting me.
For those of you, again, just tuning in, you're listening to the Hushlam Free Range Show on Low Signal, CKUT 90.3. 5. You're listening to the Hushland Free Range Show on Low Signal. And Mark is just gearing up and ready to go into his set. For those of you just tuning in, we have Mark Lovack in studio playing an live ambient set synced with the International Space Station. Stay with us to the 12 o'clock hour.
Central ward.
Two zone, hot water.
Brush meat with marinade, vegetables with oil.
The monstrous brick was in my hand.
Expansion level for two extra bedrooms and bath.
I felt it everywhere. got a job to do,
when you got a job
reach for something
to do,
good to chew,
reach for something good to chew.
Chewing helps you stand the pace.
Chewing helps you stand
any pace. Time and any place.
Any time.
Thank you. Let you in.